time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, good. Not too bad. It's not as cool as I thought it would be this morning.
Yeah, it's not bad.
52 degrees outside right now. Kind of started sprinkling just about the time I got the last little bit of food off of the grill last night. So the timing was okay. Has it stopped since then?
No, nope. It's kind of been off and on since then.
It's kind of been like a steady mist, maybe a little sprinkle here and there throughout the evening. How long will that continue?
Looks like through a good chunk of the day. For the most part, especially the morning.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just have to sleep in on a Monday morning then.
Yeah.
I guess that ship has sailed for you and I, but yeah. Hey, rest of the folks just roll over and slap that clock real hard. Call it a day, huh? That ship
like
sailed. That ship sailed a long time ago for
long
you.
A long time ago, yeah.
You'd have to work to get back.
About 5 hours ago for me.
You'd have to take work to get back to sleep now.
Yeah, that's right. It's lunchtime.
Yeah, tell us about Camblin's.
Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating have been together for over 70 years now, and we continue to know that there isn't any other brand of heating or cooling equipment on the market today that will match the quality and dependability that Lennox produces. We also know that Lennox, just as well as Camblin Plumbing and Heating, uses good common sense approach to warranties. Your comfort and trust is very important to both Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox, and we want you to know that we're not just in the game for the sale. We're in the game for the customer service and the long haul. Give us a call next time you have a heating or cooling problem, and we will respond quickly at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
You know, he says it's lunchtime, but I didn't see him come in with any food this morning.
You don't know where I'm stopping after I get done.
Oh, I see. I got you. Don't want to have to share. You get something good. For the next few weeks, anyway, we'll get you a weekly update on the fall colors around the state of Iowa, because so many folks like to get out and take a look at the beautiful fall colors, and they only last for such a short period of time. You know, fall just seems to disappear all the time so rapidly. You know, kind of fades its way in, but when it's done, it's done. Boom, oh, there are the leaves. Overnight, either you get a heavy rain and they all fell off the tree, or a heavy wind and they all fell off the tree, or they fell off your neighbor's tree and ended up over on your side. But it just seems to start so gradually, and then boom, it's just over. But when they make the change, it's quite a sight to see in a lot of different places across the state of Iowa. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Forestry Division each week puts out an update on what the best places in Iowa are, what the conditions are right now out there for the fall colors. We talked about that a little bit last week. Well, now, last week where we were talking mostly about when it will happen, this week it's mostly about we're there. You know, for a lot of these places, especially the further north you go, up in northeast Iowa, they are right now in the middle of their peak season when it comes to the fall colors. It really kind of started late last week, and they're right now in the best part of the season. So if you want to see all those fall colors up in the northeast part of the state, where there are a lot of great places to watch out over the Mississippi River and some of the different bluffs and things up there, great places to go. Now's the time to get there if you want to see any of those types of things. And in fact, we're seeing that in some of the other locations too. In north central Iowa, the week started out kind of spotty last week, but there were some trees that were nearly full color already, and they were guesstimating that probably this past weekend was going to be the start of their peak. So they were looking at right about now being the peak in north central Iowa, if you're doing any traveling into that direction. As far as the northwest part of the state goes, they're looking right about now. They were saying the peak will probably be around the second full week of October. So they're looking at the peak being probably this week, as for most of those trees making those dramatic color changes. And when you look around some of the other parts of Iowa, for example, in south central Iowa, they're saying that the trees are changing quickly now, and they were estimating the peak date to be right around now. They said around October 10th, which would have been just last Friday, would be the time where the leaves were going to start to just really explode. So they're right in the middle of their peak right now. Central part of the state, they're looking at probably this coming weekend. They say the weekend of October 18th looks like it'll probably be about the peak time in the central part of the state to see a lot of those dramatic color changes. And then here in the southwest part of the state, We're not really seeing significant changes right now from week to week, more in the fields than we are up in the trees. But there are many changes going on, and you're starting to see the effects of the late season. And they are predicting that the peak for the best leaf watching time here in southwest Iowa will probably be the week of the 19th through the 25th of October. So probably not this week, but next week will be some of the best viewing time here in the southwest part of the state. So if you have your favorite places to go and they're up in the northern part of the state, you need to fuel up the car right now. The good news is at least the gas isn't going to cost you near as much as it did a few weeks ago. But if you're waiting for around these parts, you still got a little bit of time. We're right in the middle of the season right now for some of those northern areas, and we're getting there real fast here over the next week or so here in our area. Now, if you are bouncing around out there and doing some things, one of the things you want to watch out for, too, is the activity out there with deer. Starting to see more and more of them on the roadsides, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're out at all, this is a time of the year when they get a little frisky, so they start to get out there moving around a little bit. It's a combination of a lot of things, their own friskiness, and then, of course, you've got activity out in the fields. And then you've got some of the early hunting seasons going on, too. The early muzzleloader season just got underway here over the weekend, and archery season's been it's been going on already. So, yeah, we're going to start getting more and more activity out there, seeing more and more things happen, and that means more and more deer on the run. And where do they run?
Into the road.
Yeah, right into your path, don't they? Boy, that's frustrating. But you're going to see the risk of deer-vehicle collisions rise quite a bit in the coming weeks. So, you know, on the plus side, the DNR does say that your chance of hitting a whitetail has dropped over the year before. They're telling us the deer activity will increase through October, and the first half of November is the peak of the rut, the deer breeding season approaches. Of course, this comes as more drivers are on the road during dawn and dusk, and as the crop harvest opens more fields, pushing the deer toward whatever cover is left. Though drivers should still remain alert, the deer populations have actually been reduced in the last 7 years. And the DNR says they are at or below levels that were recorded in the mid-1990s. Since 2006, that's pushed the reported harvest down 33% and the number of road kills down by 39%. That reduction has come through emphasis on harvesting does with a county-by-county antlerless tag format and seasons available to hunters. So, in its annual report on the vehicle deer claims, State Farm Insurance indicates that Iowa drivers are 5.5% less likely to hit a deer in the coming year than they were last year. So I guess there is some good news out there on the horizon. Iowa again dropped on State Farm's list of high incidence states to fourth this year. We were third last year. So you can further reduce your chance of hitting a deer by remaining alert near the posted deer crossings. And when we were kids, we used to see those deer crossing signs out there, and we'd say, "Mom, Dad, how do the deer know that? I mean, can they read? How do they know that this is where they're supposed to cross?" Children's minds work in a different way, you know? We were thinking it's kind of like where we're supposed to cross when we're walking to school. How did the deer know that? It's amazing. But, yeah, the deer crossing areas, they're posted in some places. Those are locations where they're probably more likely to come across. Slow down during dawn and dusk hours. High deer travel periods are the dawn and dusk times. And don't veer out of your lane if a deer strike appears to be imminent. If there's just no way to get out of the way, they do say that veering for deer might cause you more problems and then just hitting the animal. You might leave the roadway and risk striking a pole, a bridge abutment, some other hazards, or, of course, there's also oncoming traffic in another lane. Likely deer funnels include creeks, fence lines, or trees leading up to a road crossing. Deers are likely to follow them for the cover that they provide before they cross the short stretch of open road to the other side. So by watching the road shoulders and the fence lines, you can better detect a deer near the road. And remember, too, if one deer crosses the road, usually he's not alone. There are usually a couple more nearby. How many times have you done that? Driven by and you see one just with his nose just right up there on the shoulder of the road as you're driving by, big and proud. And you just know he's standing there going, "Hang on, get back there, guys. Hang on. Not yet. Not yet." Because you look back and you see about three or four more of them coming out of the corn rows. Well, as the peak of the rut approaches in early November, then there will be increased activity, of course, as the bucks begin following the does. And they usually don't care too much about anything else at that point. Kind of like watching a college party sometimes, isn't it? All of a sudden they don't realize there's road traffic because they just don't care. And that means daytime sightings of deer, as breeding pressure knocks deer out of their normal nocturnal patterns, becomes a little heavier too. So be aware of those things. And as we mentioned, the early muzzleloader season got underway over the weekend, and archery season has been upon us already. And we're getting to, well, shotgun season won't be for a while yet, but we're going to see more activity out there yet as well. So more activity out there by humans means more times that the deer cross our paths in our daily lives too. So be aware of those things. Nothing more frustrating than something you really can't do anything about. All of a sudden there's that deer right up in the middle of the road. I think it's even more frustrating when they smack you in the side of the car.
Run into you. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? And you turn around and look, and they came darting out and they hit the back side of your car or something, the back quarter panel or what have you. Don't even know what it was. Where'd he come from? Frustrating. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Kohler creates 96 different colors and finishes for you to choose for your next kitchen sink, lavatory, or entire new bathroom from. Kohler has become the number one manufacturer across America in fixtures and faucets and deserves your attention when you decide to remodel. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has carried Kohler for several years now, and we recognize that Kohler's quality is unsurpassed in their industry. Our showroom and catalogs will give you the broadest selection possible, and of course, you can't do any better than Camlin Plumbing and Heating for the professional installation of these fixtures that you deserve. Call us in Harlan at 755-3286 or in Atlantic at 243-1512. The thought for the day today comes to us from Mary Pickford. The past cannot be changed, and the future is yet in your power.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.